Proclamation number 8348, dated the December 5th, 1962. God wants to be loved and not feared. I do not want you to look upon me as an avenging and punishing God who ruthlessly condemns and inflicts hardest punishments on all those who act in opposition to Him. I do not want to cause you to fear me as a stern judge, because I only want you to love me. I want to gain your love, therefore you should also recognize me in my nature and give no credence to those who provide you with a completely wrong image of me, which will never be suitable to awaken love for your God and Creator, who is also your Father and wants to be recognized as Father. Every doctrine which portrays me as a God of revenge and an eternally wrathful judge is wrong, for such misguided teachings will only ever increase the distance between you and me, because as long as love for me is not in you, you cannot come closer to me either. My fundamental substance is love, and you emerged from this love. But this love remains unchanging and constantly requests reciprocated love. It can neither change itself nor vanish, and therefore my love will apply to you for all eternity. It will follow you into the deepest abyss in order to release you from it again. But at no time ever will I throw you into this abyss. I will never ever condemn that which originated from me, even if it opposes me and rejects my love. But this love will do whatever it takes in order to encourage you, my living creations, to come close to me again. My love will seek to attract your love until, one day, you yourselves will turn to me with burning love and try to find unity with me. And then your fate will be unlimited bliss as it was in the beginning, before you rejected my illumination of light. My nature has been wrongly portrayed to you humans on earth. At best you fear me if you acknowledge me as a power which brought everything into existence, but you dare not come to me like children and appeal to me for something, because you are unaware of my greater than great love for you, which wants to give itself away yet requires you to approach me voluntarily. However, I do not merely want to be recognized as a God of power, but also as a God of love, and therefore I constantly reveal myself to people who experience hardship or sad events an untold number of times in earthly life, and are time and again helped to overcome them. They would certainly be able to recognize me as a loving God who knows everything and time after time is willing to help. For I come close to every human being in earthly life. By just paying attention to it, he would be able to detect a higher providence in his earthly life, in his destiny, in all experiences he encounters. But I also reveal myself to people through the Word. I speak to them and also give them a sign of my great love by admonishing and warning them, by offering advice and comfort, by plainly explaining to them their purpose of life and promising them strength and assistance for their earthly progress, so that it may lead to the goal, to unity with me. For the Father longs for his children who emerged from his love, and love will never abandon its children. However, for as long as the human being fails to recognize God's love because false doctrines only taught him to fear God, he will not establish the right relationship of a child to its father either, and his return to me will be at risk. And you can reject every doctrine as error if it causes you to be frightened of your God and Creator, for I take pity on the greatest sinner and try to help him, but I do not worsen his state of torment which he precipitated himself. I do not condemn but lift all fallen beings up again. I do not punish, instead the being punishes itself as a result of its guilt of sin, and I try to bring him redemption. And what you consider divine judgment is only a just compensation and helpful act on my part, because every transgression against my eternal order must have a lawful consequence, in which case I only ever help that which has become disorderly back into order again, because my love and wisdom recognizes this to be beneficial. For I want to give myself away and am only able to do so within the scope of my eternal order. And whatever you humans regard as sad only ever helps you to fit into my law of eternal order again one day, so that I will then also be able to bestow gifts upon you once more, so that I will be able to make you happy with my infinite love, as it was in the beginning. Amen.